Hello, Subby. Settle back now. Start getting comfortable and close your eyes. It's so good to have you here again. Now take a deep breath and hold it. Then just let it all go. That's good. Feels good to submit, doesn't it? When you're ready, take another deep breath, and as you do, lift your shoulders up. As you breathe out, let them slump down and relax. Now lift your arms slightly. And on the next breathe out, let them draw back naturally and relax your whole body. You already know the basics of submission in the previous episode. Let me remind you the meanings of the word submissive. 1. It's the act of submitting to the authority or control of another. 2. It's the condition of having submitted to control by someone else. And 3. It's the surrendering of power to another person. I wonder if you could imagine what it would be like to submit your whole body, your mind, your whole being to a superior queen like me. If your arms and legs had become so heavy that you just could not move them, that they felt as if they were made of lead, and just allow that heaviness to grow. Submit yourself to me and relax. And now, I would like you to focus on your breathing. Just become aware of the gentle in and out of your breath. As you think about your breathing, with each breath out, just allow your body to submit even more. And you could become curious as to exactly how submissive you can be, and focusing on each breath out, it will let you relax and settle down a little deeper each time you breathe out. Can you imagine or remember that building along the way to work? You pass by that tall building every day. You've never gone in, but you see it every day. While you think about that building and a little more submission after every breath. Yeah, that's good. Continue breathing gently, relaxing and submitting yourself to me. Well, I have been in that building, and I can tell you there are 8 levels in that building. I mean 8 floors inside that building. It is so beautiful. Would you like to come in with me? Let's explore this building together. As an experiment for the next level breaths, you could start counting each breath out, counting down from 8 down to 1. As you breathe out, say the next number under your breath, or think of the next number if you can. allowing each breath to relax you even more. And as you submit completely, as you can say each number quietly to yourself, you might find that those numbers are disappearing. You may find it harder and harder to know what number comes next. And you can relax those numbers away if you want to. Those numbers can just disappear completely with each gentle breath. You explore the levels of submission as you drift down and down and down. The level of submission refers to the time, the commitment, and the limits of a submissive. There are 8 levels of submissives, and as you become aware of that at some level, that means that things are going exactly the way they should be, and your mind is opening to new possibilities. Obedient, slavish, servile, and compliant are just a few other words that can be used to describe a submissive's behavior. And the feeling of being submissive, drifting, gently rocking, safe, warm, and letting go. Now imagine yourself on the ground floor of that building. You had a clicking sound, a shining steel door opens. Oh, it's the elevator. And laying there with your eyes closed, you become aware of the presence of someone else, a hint of perfume, feet softly coming towards you, and you realize there's a beautiful woman there. You feel her fingers gently touching your hand, and a soft whisper saying, "Let's go." You're a man who is comfortable around women, who likes their touch, their smell, their voices. You're a man who enjoys being submissive. So now, with those thoughts in mind, you can take another deep breath and just go on each level of submissives. In a moment, you will begin to count from 8 up to 1, silently in your mind. As you listen to my voice, 8, the kinky sensualist. The kinky sensualist is a person who is not into servitude, humiliation, or giving up control. They like the rougher side of sex and sexual act, all on their own terms. The focus is on pleasing themselves, not to please others. It could be as simple as enjoy getting a kiss. Now, keep breathing. 7, the submissive role player. This is more about being submissive in role-playing scenes. Example, school teacher scenes or schoolgirl scene, the submissive role player is usually into humiliation, but not into servitude, even in play. Now, don't forget, only my voice matters. 6. The play submissive. This type of submissive likes to play at being a slave, likes to feel subservient, and may, in some cases, like to feel one is being used to gratify their partner's desires. They may even really serve the dominant in some ways, but only on their own terms. 5. The deep submissive. This is someone who truly gives up control, though temporarily, and within agreed upon limits with the dominant, but gets their main satisfaction from aspects of submission other than serving or being used by the dominant. They are usually turned on by suspense, their vulnerability, or giving up responsibility. A deep submissive gets pleasure from serving their dominant and also being pleasured by the dominant. At this time, I really want to let your body submit. Let yourself go while you listen to my voice. 4. The submissive play slave. The submissive play slave really gives up control, but only temporarily, only during brief scenes and within limits. The submissive play slave gets their main satisfaction from serving and being used by the dominant, but only for fun purposes, usually erotic. Now, I bet you're wondering, what type of submissive are you? Now on the third floor, the uncommitted short-term submissive. This is a submissive with slightly more intensity than the previous type. The difference lies in wanting to serve the dominant in both sexual and non-sexual ways, but only when the submissive is in the mood. They may even act as a full-time slave for, say, several days at a time, but is also free to quit at any time or at the end of the agreed upon several days. Now we're on the second floor. The part-time sensual submissive. This type of submissive has an ongoing commitment to a honor and a slave relationship and regards oneself as the dominant's property at all times. They want to obey and please their dominant in all aspects of life. You can call them the part-time sensual slave if you may. Practical, non-erotic, fun, and erotic, they devote most of their time to other commitments like their job, but the dominant has first pick on the submissive's free time. You're already being filled with the anticipation that comes from being an outstanding good slave, aren't you? Now we are heading to the top floor. Your senses are heightened. You want to submit to me with every fiber of your being. You are so ready to offer yourself to me. And now we are on the top floor, the last floor, which is 1. the full-time living consensual submissive slave with no more than a few broad limits and requirements. This submissive slave regards themselves as existing solely for the dome's pleasure and well-being. The submissive slave in turn expects to be regarded as a prized possession. This is not much difference from the situation of the traditional housewife, except that within the dominant and submissive world, the submissive slave's position is more likely to be fully consensual. Oh yeah, you now know you're a submissive and the type of submissive you truly are. How fast can you snap out of your submission? Can we try? I want you fully back awake. I know you're awake, but I want you even more awake. I will snap my fingers 3 times, and I want you to open your eyes. You will do as I say. That's what submissives do. Submissives follow instructions and obey commands. You will obey me as any submissive would. A submissive is a person who makes a conscious choice to give up some or all control of their life to a dominant. Being a submissive means allowing someone else to control your body and behavior within the preset limits you and the dominant have agreed upon. A common misconception of the lifestyle is that submission is a weakness, but submission is not a sign of weakness. Some of the most successful and strongest people are submissives. Submission is not about passiveness. It is not about being a doormat. Most submissives are intelligent and well-balanced people, just fulfilling their basic desires to submit and give up control. As I tap and snap 3 times, I want you to be fully focused and awake. Come back to me fully awake. Now wake. Open your eyes. That's right. You're doing well, Subby. And I'm proud of you. Don't forget, while not everyone identifies as a submissive, most people at some point in their sexual journey has gotten and given a icky, given or received a little spank, or perhaps enjoyed some light role play. It's all about consensually giving up power or receiving someone's power for pleasure and enjoyment. We have come to the end of the 2nd episode of the Subby series. Don't expect that by listening to only Subby series or by reading a few articles on the internet and then being able to call yourself a submissive. No matter how eager you are to learn and experiment, you won't become a submissive overnight. Becoming a true submissive takes a great deal of time and patience. In fact, many submissives may even go through a formal training period, which can take weeks, months, or even years. Don't forget to listen to the next episode of the Subby series. If you are a potential submissive, take your time to listen to all of the submissive episodes. If you have any questions, please reach out to me as soon as possible. Thank you and play safe.